Okay, thank you. Simen Kuf Samach, Hilchos Chafifa, Siv Vav. Okay, B'makom Shenoyeg in Litvah B'Matzei Shabbos B'Matzei Yom Tov. In the places that they're noyeg to go to the mikvah on Matzei Shabbos and Matzei Yom Tov, meaning because some places had a meeting not to, because it was too difficult with the mikvah prep. You have to ask a shayla how to do chafifa. Basically, Ashkenazim say you should do the whole prep on Friday, as strange as that sounds, and then Matzah Shabbos you take you do the hair and take a shower and that's it. Sfardim do everything on Matzah Shabbos. Fine. Dine Simen Kuf Samach Aleph Dine Chatzitza. These are from the most difficult, if not the most difficult, halachas of Hilchas Nida. But we'll see. So Dine Chatzitza and by Chof Seifim, and has 20 Seifim. So Tzricha Shitzvah Kol Gufa and Kol Sarasa B'Pam Achas. She needs to toivel her whole body with all her hair at one time. Lachain, meaning it can't be done in parts. Lachain, tzricha lashgiach b'ma'od ma'od shleiyah aleha b'shas tefillah shum davar chaitzitz. She has to be very careful that there should be nothing on her when she's going to the mikvah. Afilu hu mashahu, even if it's a tiny drop, lefama hu chaitzitz, v'lai also latefillah. Sometimes it'll be a chatzitza, and tefillah won't work. Lai mibay al gufa mibachot tzricha l'mayim lo v'shama. It goes without saying that on the outside of the body, you need the water to go there. Because of chatzitza, the water won't go there. Even if it's something that's normally hidden, like inside the nose, inside the mouth, the water doesn't even go there. This is very confusing for women and for men too. Meaning, do you have to open your mouth when you go to the mikvah? No, you don't. But you can't close it tightly either. And same for the eyes, because it has to be possible for the water to go there, even though the water does not have to go there. That's where you could still have a problem with stitches in the mouth and fillings and braces and all that stuff. What?
Isn't the mouth and the nose and the ears, is it like there's still openings like through nose and through ears?
That's true, but it's something that's not seen by people, so therefore it's considered beis hastarim. All right, so there the water needs to have the ability to get there, but it doesn't have to actually get there. But it is more lenient. A chatzitza there is more lenient than a chatzitza on the outside. Derech mashal hashinayim, the teeth. Afal pishein tzrichan jiyav amayim l'sev pia. Even though you don't need the water to come into your mouth, mekamakam im yesh chatzitza bein shinef. There's a chatzitza between the teeth. Lo also the tefila doesn't work. Kasher yivarim yitz Hashem, like we'll explain. Tzricha kol yishol ladas klal ze. Every woman needs to know this. Shekol hamakamish habaguva tzrichan shiyu nikiyim. All the places in her body need to be clean. Uruyin levi asamayim b'shas tefila. They need to be possible for the water to get there. Beis tzayas ayin shechutz l'ayin, the mucus that's of the eye that goes outside of the eye, chaitzitz al pishu lach, even though it's wet. But the mucus that's inside the eye, lach ain't chaitzitz, if it's moist, it's not chaitzitz, because it connects to the water and it becomes one thing. But if it gets dry, like crusts, and it's beginning to turn yellow, then it is a chatzitz. That's why you're supposed to clean out from the eyes. And then you have a whole tumult about contact lenses. Right, Ramash Feinstein matred contact lenses b'diavad, but they say that our contact lenses, maybe even Ramash would be machmer, because they stick to the eye much better. Gimel dama yavash al hamaka chaitzitz, dry blood that's on hamaka is chaitzitz. V'rir shabaseicha ain't a chaitzitz, but the pus that's inside is not chaitzitz. Like we just said, liquid's not chaitzitz. Yatzo harir, if the pus goes out, I'm imlach ain't a chaitzitz. If it's wet, it's not chaitzitz. Yavash chaitzitz. If it's dry, it is chaitzitz. L'fikach isha balas chatatim, if a woman has a lot of cuts, sores, tzrich la'lochav aysim b'mayim atchit yisrachu, she needs to scrub it in the water until it softens up. Same thing with the scab. Even if it's painful to remove it, or if she has blisters or boils, pimples, she needs to remove them, or to soften them well in the water. So that's the thing. When a woman has a scab, so if it's, even though the kitzur says that they have to take it off, even if it's painful, it can be quite painful. The way we paskin is that if it's too painful to take it off, then you just soften it up, and then that's enough. and blisters, warts, and all that don't have to be taken out, and they don't have to be popped either to get out the pus. Dalet. If you have a bandage on top of them, a cut, it's a chatzitza. All right. Even if they're there for 3 or 4 months, and they fall from themselves, they fall off themselves. And during those 3 or 4 months, you can't remove it, sort of like a cast. Only by ripping off the skin together with the bandage. And the woman says that she's used to having these things on her, but she's not makbid. It's still a chatzitza. It's always very difficult, shilas, to answer if a woman, chas v'shalom, breaks her arm, a leg, and now she can't go to mikveh for 3 months. So you try and get a doctor who's nice enough to take off the cast for a few hours, and she goes to the mikveh, and then they put it back on, but it can be very costly. And sometimes they can't take it off. Same thing with permanent stitches and all these types of things. So,
Even
cheniisha
though was a candidate to go inside the cast, there's still like
so if it
room
can go
now.
in the ca if it can go in the cast,
The
then
casts are usually not 100% tight on the skin.
yeah, it's that would be more makel. Yeah. But these things are all complicated shilas, so you have to, every case has to be asked. Okay, Nisha, woman has a maka and it opened up. And notice in Masech HaNekev Tachas, and inside the hole, they put inside the packaging, Gror Mibegadim, sort of like they stuff it up with like gauze. Edim Pishdan, with pads, like pads made out of linen. And even when you, meaning they're so stuck in, that they, you can't even see them, ki hema b'ayimik, they're so deep, mikomakam chaitzi, they're still chaitzitz, which is the tshuva me'ahava. Right? Sometimes they have like a lot of, if they have a big wound, you could really stuff it up, you really can't see anything. Same thing with the ear infection, sometimes they stuff it up with cotton, and you really can't see it, so the kitzur is being a machmer, but there are those that are mekel. Okay, lich luchei tzayish ala basar machmer zeya. If you have like dirt that are on the basar because of sweat. If it's dry, it's chutz, and shaving that is on the skin, meaning that's like dry skin. Sometimes a person's hands get dirty, with mud, or with sweat, or achas, when you rub the hands together, but gargirin, you get these little things. So all those are chutzits. If you don't actively see them, it's not a problem. And you don't have to go scrubbing your whole body like a crazy man or a crazy woman. Fine. Vav ink, chalav, milk, dvash, honey, srafa ta'ena of sap, usrafa tut and stuff from berries, usrafa choru from carobs, usrafa shikma from a shikma tree, hu min ta'ena, it's a type of fig tree, yaveshim. If they're all dry, then the chaitzis lachem einon chaitzis, and if they're wet, then achaitzis shakal asrafim afilu lachem chaitzis, and anything else, even if it's wet, is chaitzis, because the woman's not going to want it there. Chen adam afilu lach chaitzis, blood, even if it's wet, it's chaitzis. That's where women cut themselves before the mikvah, shaving, etc. Becomes a headache for them a little bit. You got to wait for it to clean up, to dry it up. Zayin zevet nashim pneim. Dye that they, meaning makeup, their hands and their feet, their face and their hair, ain't no chaitzitz, that is not chaitzitz. You hear what I'm saying? They just said that makeup, they can go to the mikveh with makeup. However, he's not, that's not what he, what it seems like the kids is talking about is not what he's talking about. Because he's talking about stuff that it's not, there's nothing, it's nothing there. It's just basically coloring the skin. It's not anything substantial. Our makeup is thick, and it's, you can feel it, and you can wipe it off. So that's a whole different, that's a whole different thing. If a woman dyes clothing, her hands are always, basically, it would be the equivalent of an artist today or a preschool teacher. You know, the hands could be full of ink from helping out with projects and things like that. So it's normal for them to have color on their hands. Umnasu. And any type of woman that has this type of illness, darkon shalei lahakpid b'kach, the derech is not to be makpid, and einan chaitzitz, therefore it is not chaitzitz. Meaning if they don't care and there's no mamushes to it, it's not a problem. It's a common question. A woman can't get the ink off of her skin. So ink usually does not, there's not no mamushes to it, so then really it's fine. Now, as to what do we do with makeup? So in theory, if the makeup, the issue with makeup is makeup really is okay, even though it's a little thicker. But the problem is that when you go in the water, it runs. So then the woman doesn't want it there. So then it's a chatzitza. So then you have all these issues with permanent makeup and gel nails and what else? The things on their the fake eyelashes, which I'm in the middle of texting a rabbi right before shir. He hasn't texted me back about a woman who's in the mikveh with it and she doesn't want to take it off. Right. So these are all the, I could sit here and talk from now till tomorrow morning about this. Fine. We up to Ches, but Tzaya Shetachzitz, it's funny, Yesh Chilukim. With Tzaya, that's under the fingernail, Yesh Chilukim. Ukvar nogu lachtuk tzipani yidem raglayim kodem atfila, and we're already noyig to cut the fingernails and toenails before the tefillah. These are the summer, be careful to burn them. Kim yidrach aleihem b'ayloi adam acher, if her husband steps on them or somebody else, misukun, it's a sakana. Usually it is because if a pregnant woman steps on them, it's a sakana for a miscarriage. On Shabbos, we have to fishok ha'lochotchen kodem, and Shabbos, the end of she forgot to cut her nails, now she has to go to the mikveh. Yesh matirin lochotchen al yidei akum, there's those that are matir to cut it al yidei akum. Yim yesh on nefech ha'mokam ha'tzipurin, if she has a nefech, an infection, a swelling on where the nail is, and she's not able not to cut it and not to clean under it. If it's so blown up that you can't see the dirt, it's each a shock. A woman who forgot to cut her nails, even one nail, and she toivels like that, if she remembers that she didn't cut her nail before she was with her husband, she needs to go to the mikveh. But if she only remembered that she didn't cut her nails after she was together with her husband, the reason why we're more makel with these things is because it's like if she's together with her husband, then she goes back to the mikveh the next day, people are going to think like, oh, what's going on? Then she'll have a baby and then it'll be all sorts of problems. Yeah. Anyway,
And then
so
what if
then
the mikveh is closed?
that's a good question. If the mikvah is closed, is a good question. Pashtus is that it would be fine.
Even if she lives next to ocean?
In that case, I would since it's a chumrah, I would say to go to the ocean, right?
Should we go to that? Okay, so basically
But
far
I mean, you
away.
have to ask. You the mamash have to ask. But actually, I used to think like, what lady cuts her nails and leaves one nail uncut? And then 2 weeks ago, Erev Shabbos, I was cutting my nails and then I was up to the pinky and I got a phone call from somebody going to the hospital. And
Forget.
then on Friday night, I look at my nails and I forgot to cut one nail. I was like, ah, finally, I deserve it. I deserve it. Anyway, okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. A good Chodesh.
Okay, I'm getting better. Thank you.
Zagism.
Thank you.